Hi, this is Reading with Roxanne. I'm Roxanne Baker. We're recording from Bookstore One at 117 South Pineapple Avenue, and I'm with my coworker and friend, Andrea Ginsky. And today we're going to talk about books for seasoned adults. We didn't want to use the word aging.
Right. Because we call it books for mom.
Okay, books for mom. Or dad.
Yeah, right? Or dad,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I'll let you start, Andrea.
Okay. So during the pandemic, my mom is a big reader, and she's 90, going on 91, and she was really sad when her local library was closed. And so I started sending her books because she loves to read, especially fiction. So the first book that I sent her that I loved, and she just loved it, and she took it to her book club where they had, like, everybody bring a book, was Hamnet by Maggie O'Farrell. And it's just such a good story. And I read it when it was just flying off the shelves here. It was so popular. But it's based on the life of Shakespeare's wife. And it takes place all in the 16th century England, and it's just a fantastic read. I mean, the characters are just all really alive, and I don't know. It's a love story, and it's a tragic story. It's just very engrossing. Anyway, my mom loved it, and I loved it. So I think just about everybody would love Hamnet by Maggie O'Farrell.
Okay, very good. I'll start out with, you said your mom's 93. So
no, she's 90. She's
going to
be
91. Okay, so you won't age her more.
Don't age her more. That's a good.
My grandmother's 100, and anybody who makes it to 90,
that's
right?
That's true.
We always think, what's their secret? And so the first book I'm going to talk about is The Book of Charlie, which is a biography by Washington Post journalist David Von Driel. And it's about his organic meeting of a neighbor who was 102.
That's right.
With all of his faculties. And basically he studied the man by getting to know him to figure out how did he make it through this life so well intact. So he came up with three ideas that this man Charlie looked at everything through the lens of either comedy, joy, or daring. So that he kind of viewed his life like that. And he tells these beautiful anecdotes. He goes into like backstories of when there were no roads, when there were just dirt roads,
yeah,
and Model T Fords. And it's just a really entertaining look at this gentleman, Charlie, and the beautiful friendship that he had with David. So I think any age can enjoy it, and it gives me inspiration about how to look
That's
at life.
True. When you're 102.
Yeah, your attitude is everything, really.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So the next one I have is a book called Ask Again, Yes, by Mary Beth Keane. And actually, I think recently I talked about her more recent book, Half Moon something, and I can't remember what. But anyway, I sent this one to my mother, too, and I really love this book. It's a great family story. My mom thought it was okay. So she did read it, and she thought it was okay. But I think it's a great book for anyone because it's about two families who live next door to each other and how their lives intersect. The men are both police officers and then they retire and the kids grow up together. And I don't know, I just found that the people in it, what I wrote when I read it was there was so much love and humanity and the characters mixed with totally believable emotions. I really identified when I read it with one of the characters, which was the daughter, Kate, and I thought that my mom would understand that, but I was wrong. She didn't quite get it. But anyway, Ask Again, Yes, I think is a good, really multi-generational family novel that anyone should love.
Okay, very good. I'll talk about two celebrity memoirs that I think are good for people that are sage and seasoned. One of them is by William Shatner called Boldly Go. And it's a surprising backstory of how he suffered a lot financially after Star Trek, believe it or not, because they weren't really given royalties like they are now for reruns and such. And it goes through his whole life story. He had a wife that committed suicide. And he really became this beautiful philanthropist for, he has a horse camp for autistic children. He cares about the legacy he's going to live. A lot of the book,
such an interesting guy.
Yeah, a lot of that was about him pondering, what do I want people to remember about me? And he's just a deep, deep person. There's a whole story about him going to space.
And
his experiences. Yeah. And that was really profound to read about, too. The other new one by Tom Brokaw, which my grandmother read, it's called Never Give Up, and it's a story of his parents and how they sacrificed to make it during the Depression and how they had to move, be kind of itinerant workers until they landed in, I believe, North Dakota. But I actually helped finish it for her, the book, and it was just really, really well written. He admits, too, he's so honest about how he sort of had a cushy life because of the backbreaking work his parents did and how he sort of took that for granted for a small part of his, you know, youth. And it's just a beautiful tribute to his parents. So
good,
it's called Never Give Up. It's another good one.
All right. So I'm going to take a little different tact here. And the next book is a book that my mother really loved, and I read because she loved it.
I love this.
And so that was Angle of Repose by Wallace Stegner. My mom loved this book, and it's historical fiction, but it's historical fiction that goes back and forth between the period that it was written, which I think might have been the 70s, and the history of development of Idaho in the West. And my mom lives in California, so she was actually really interested in the whole history part of it. I found it to be an odd novel, but I liked it. And one thing that it's a little bit controversial, which I found out after I read it, because a lot of the novel is based on is letters, and it's back and forth letters between the main character and a woman, and those letters are actually based on real letters that somebody wrote that he found in Wallace Stegner. And it wasn't until that was uncovered that he kind of said that he didn't really have all the ideas himself. So it's an interesting novel, and I would recommend it, and my mother loved it.
Okay.
Angle of Repose by Wallace Stegner.
Very good. All right. I'll talk about a historical novel, too, next, called Nikki by Christos Komnenos. And it's told from the point of view of a ghost of a woman who lived through World War II, and it's set in Greece, and it was starts out with her and her socialist father, and then dovetails into how they had to go into hiding during World War II. And there's a lot of suspense in it, beautifully drawn characters. Like, you could almost see the people in your mind's eye. The author, Christos, is such a good writer. So I would highly recommend that. For a man or a woman, even though it's written in a woman's voice, a man wrote it, and I think it could be good for either of those types.
So I'm going to just quickly mention a couple that I didn't actually, but two that I sent to my mom, two more I sent to her. One was Mothering Sunday, which Roxanne and I both love,
yes.
And anybody would love that. It's kind of a love story, and it's kind of like a life making your own way story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she never told me if she read it, so I'm going to have to ask her. And then another one that I sent her was Disappearing Earth, which a few years ago was on the list for, I think, the National Book Award.
Yeah.
And it's a mystery set in this remote part of Russia. And I thought it was just fascinating. My mom, it took her a while to read it, but she did like it in the end.
Okay.
And then this one is not, I don't normally do this, talk about books I haven't read, but my mom is telling me that I really need to read Snow Falling on Cedars by David Gutterson.
I love that book.
So I was reading the description again today and thinking, I'm taking a plane trip next week. Maybe I'll take that one
with
me.
That is a beautiful book.
Yeah, so
yes.
I think that it takes place on the Puget Sound, and
yes,
it's kind of a murder mystery and kind of about racism.
Yes,
and
it is. It's beautiful.
It sounds really good. So
yeah,
that is Reading with Mom for me.
All right, very good. I think that's a beautiful connection you have with your
fun.
Mom.
Yeah.
I'll just mention one more. It's called Eight Mounds. It's fiction. Nikki and Eight Mounds are in paperback, so if your budget for Christmas is not big, those would be great books. So Eight Mounds is by Paolo Cognetti, and it's translated by the people that do Carlo Rovelli books. So Carnal and Sigra are the translators.
Okay, yeah.
And the whole book is based on two little boys, well, they're probably middle school age, who meet in Italy. One's from like a wealthy family, one's from a poor family. And their friendship and expands their entire lives and how they connect and then go apart. And it's just really, really beautifully written. It was on the bestseller list in Italy over a year on the Italian bestseller list. So it's really, really well done. So that would be another one I would suggest. So there we have it.
So there you go. So at any age, you can read with your parents.
These are great gifts.
And grandparents. That's right.
All right. Well, thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Roxanne.
All right. Good. Last time we finished.
Yeah. Uh-oh.